Good morning. Hello, come on in, find a spot. Looks like there's plenty of choices at the moment. Exciting day to be in the kingdom, huh? Worship corporately. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Why don't you go ahead and stand with me and just let him know. Let him know your heart. Let him know you're here, you're present. Just begin worshiping. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lift him up. Lift him up. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen.
To raise our hope.
titled, Love is a Gift, Not a Business. Scripture reading is John 2:15. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. Picture the setting. Jesus has done his first miracle at a wedding in Cana. From there, he and his friends walked to Capernaum. This was not a short distance and would have taken at least a day if they were hooking it. A few days later, they headed for the temple in Jerusalem. This also was not a short distance. About a two-hour drive on the highway, think of walking from Tijuana, Mexico to Disneyland near Los Angeles. I would be beat and a little on edge after all that moving around on foot. The scriptures say Jesus arrived at the temple and started flipping over the tables. Now, I didn't go to church growing up and hadn't heard all the stories, so when I read this for the first time, I wondered if it was a front flip or a back flip. When I read a little closer, I could tell that Jesus was upset and wanted to make a big deal about something. What was his point? Jesus lived his life as he did because he wanted to make disciples. In the temple courts, they just wanted to do commerce. They had cheapened what was meant to be about relationship and reverence and eternity and made it into something selfish and transactional and temporary. Things like relationships, whether they're with God or with one another, should never be transactional. And yet too often they are. If we're honest with ourselves, a lot of the time we give love to get love. We pay attention so that people will pay attention to us. And we give away kindness in the expectation of receiving it back. If you eliminated the transactional nature of your relationships with your friends and also with God, how would your life and your faith look different? Let's stop approaching our relationships as transactions. Show up today in anticipation and expectation of what you can bring to and not what you can get out of your relationship with God and the people who place you in your path. Live that way today and Jesus will flip in all the best ways. Final thought. Don't have anything on the other side of the equal sign in your relationships. Just Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity. Father, we choose not to have our relationships be just a transaction, Lord. Let it be a true outpouring of your love, Lord, through us to those around us, Lord, without expectation. Thank you, Lord. Amen. clap offering, amen. Just go ahead and clap for the Lord and let Him know. Let Him know you're here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and have a seat if you like, and we're going to let the kids head downstairs. And arrows in the quiver, I just love it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we just bless the teachers, bless the students. Let them be a blessing to each other, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to transition here. Go ahead and meet a little bit if you like. Pray for each other. Amen.